The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, and we want to know what's on your mind. We're going to spend some time finding that out. Last hour, we talked a little bit about a couple of stories in the news, including Nebraska and Illinois taking some of the refugees from the border. And Iowa saying, not here. Report that North Dakota has not yet been asked. That's not yet been asked. So we're going to deal with that. Also, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl back into regular Army duty. So we'll talk about that. Williston denying a housing townhome project. Bit of a head-scratcher there when we have a crunch for housing. So we're going to unpack that a little bit. Don't know if we're going to get to this today on What's on Your Mind, but I am co-hosting Energy Matters on 550 K-Fire and KLTC in Dickinson later this afternoon from here at Kenmare. And we certainly will tackle this topic there, a $6 billion takeover of the biggest oil producer in the Bakken Shale is opening up some new opportunities for some big traders who ship oil from North Dakota and Montana to the market. Whiting Petroleum is acquiring Kodiak Oil and Gas Corporation, and now the combined company will pump about 107,000 barrels per day in the first quarter and be the biggest producer in the Bakken. So what's that all mean? We're going to dig into that a little later today with Energy Matters. We are in Kenmare, North Dakota today for the North Dakota Oil Can Bakken Rocks Cookfest. 2:30, the Bakken Basics event takes place 4 until 7. It's the free cook-off. Free is the operative word here, so come on into Kenmare. I have some free tickets for the state fair this weekend, too, if you come up and introduce yourself. But, I mean, you really win at this deal because all of these companies team up and then make the best barbecue, and it's free. They have live entertainment here from a fellow by the name of Larry Nelson. It's all taking place at the Kenmare Danish Mill Square, the barbecue, that is, from 4 until 7, the Bakken Basics Education Session in the Kenmare City Hall, and it's all free. They're encouraging folks to go to the school here in Kenmare and then shuttle to either the City Hall for the 2:30 event or the Danish Mill Square for the 4 to 7 event. Well, we're hosted today by our friends at MW Industries, and appreciate them allowing us to broadcast today so we could be in place for what's happening here. And we're going to talk in just a moment with Tom Mao of MW Industries and learn a little bit about this business. Relatively new, 10 years, a product certainly of oil and gas development, which I think is pretty cool. Kathy has a question first, though. Let's go to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Question about the Bakken. Hi, Kathy. Go ahead. You're up. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Kathy. Jeez. Hi, Scott and Kathy and whatever. Anyway, no question, but just a comment. Scott, definitely be safe. You're forever traveling to the Bakken area. Just want to comment that my son works and lives in South Texas, and he works at the Eagle Ford Reclamation Company or whatever. And, just wanted to share that with you. And I love you guys. And then also, as far as the military, I just don't understand this guy. I think he should have probably been, I don't remember what the word is called, but he shouldn't probably be with military anymore. So, okay, be safe, Scott. Bye.
Well, Kathy, thank you for the well wishes, and glad your son is partaking in another oil boom, that one down in Texas. I always say per capita, we actually outdo Texas. When it comes to oil and gas development, that's a big state, and geographically and with a lot of people. And when you consider the size of the North Dakota on both fronts, pretty extraordinary to be number two. Thank you also for your well wishes on safe travels. I have to tell you that I think a lot of the media overblow that particular situation. There's certainly issues, and you got to have some patience, and you don't want to just pass. And if you just take your time to get where you're going, you're gonna be okay. But it isn't quite as dangerous as people suggest, and you're right. I do travel a lot and love every minute of it. All right, let me welcome to the program Tom Mao. Tom is with the vice president with MW Industries, our host today. Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good.
Thanks. Thanks for having us here at MW Industries today, and I want to talk a little bit about the company. And I love these stories of opportunity that come out of this this boom. And I guess MW Industries would be a prime example. For your story, first of all, you're from this part of the world?
I am. I'm originally from Tolley, and I actually ran a fencing business prior to this and started working for Wolverine Drilling, and that's kind of how I got into the oil field back in the early 2000s. And we were refurbishing some rigs with Greg Wiedmer and Bob Mao, and we just decided that, hey, we can do this and probably kick out a better product. So in 06, we kind of spun off with MW Industries and designed our own mast and put some good ideas together for some draw works and laid some frame rails down and started building service rigs.
So 8 years ago, this company didn't exist.
Correct.
And now, how many employees?
We've got about 25 employees right now. We've had more in the past, but we're right at 25, and I've got a great team of mechanics, welders, painters, and we just all work together really good. We've got a good engineer over there, so it's teamwork, I guess, is where this has brought us to the point we are right now.
And you build service rigs, am I right?
Service rigs.
What is a service rig?
A service rig goes out and services the oil well after it's drilled. All the pumping units you see out there, the service rig actually goes in. It's a mobile unit, and it has a derrick on it, and it pulls the pipe, changes the pumps, changes rods, et cetera, et cetera. It does clean outs.
And so when you think about 10,000 wells in North Dakota and 200 roughly new ones being drilled every month, this is a business that just continues to escalate. So in other words, you're going to need more and more service rigs, right?
Exactly. The more wells they drill, the more service rigs you're going to need. It's just like that, just like you said. So, you know, the companies like Capital Well that are starting up, American Well Service is a really good service rig company. Hams Well Service, MBI, some of those guys, you know, they're continually improving their fleet, growing, looking at buying new rigs from us, and as well as we service them in the field.
And some of those are new?
Yes.
In the game, too?
Yes. Like all three of those, Hams Well, American Well, and Capital Well, are all fairly new in the business and have really good equipment. They've been buying some new rigs from us.
So extraordinary, the amount of opportunity there that's going on.
Exactly.
How long does it take you to build one of these service rigs?
We can probably build between 8 and 10 rigs in a year. Depends on the customization of the rig. We've got our base rig, whether it's a 300 series, 400 series, or 500 series. And it varies. If the customer wants a bunch of different customizations, it takes a little longer. But if you want a package of, say, 8, yeah, we can probably whip them out in, 10 to 12 months, 8 to 10 rigs. So.
And tell me a little bit about the sales process. So, you're a new company here. There's companies that have been doing this. So you got to break in. How do you differentiate yourself? And how do you go in and tell MBI or any of the other companies that have been around, hey, our service rig is better?
Well, that's a good question. What we really try to promote is our quality and performance of our rig. And I think the workmanship that we put into it proves that in the field. And that's what you don't want in the field is breakdowns. And if you do, you want a company that can service you promptly. And so we really try to pride ourselves in quality and manufacturing workmanship.
Do you have all the employees you need, or is getting employees a challenge?
Well, getting good employees is a challenge, I guess, is probably how I'll answer that one.
In your line of work especially, I suppose. This has to be somewhat specialized.
It's a trade situation. We do have people in-house that we're training all the time, but you can only have so many trainees. Getting quality people is probably the toughest because there's so many jobs up here that pay well. And it's just tough. So, the wages is one thing that's competitive to deal with.
And once they're here, they got a good living and a good business and a growing industry to be part of.
Yeah, it's a great team we work with over here. And I can't pride my help. They've been great. I've got guys that have been there for 6-7 years with me, and we put it all together, and you know, the left hand knows what the right hand's doing.
And helps the economy of Kenmare, North Dakota, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as Kenmare goes, the city's been great to us. We get a lot of business from the surrounding communities, from the farmers and the ranchers when they need welding or machining done on their parts or painting done. So, yeah, we don't not only service the oil industry, but we try to service the community as well.
Sounds great. And, you know, 25 families benefiting as a result of that. Again, a company that 8 years ago was just an idea, meeting the opportunity. That's pretty cool. You like this better than the rodeo rodeo game?
Well, I don't know if I like it any better, but it doesn't hurt near as bad anymore.
You get a little relief for your aching back, huh?
Yeah.
And literally, that was how you made your living at one point.
Yeah, at one point, I did. I rodeoed up until I was in my late 20s, pretty hard over the road. So
amazing. Well, it's pretty cool. Neat story, Tom. Thanks for sharing it. Good luck to everybody here at MW Industries in Kenmare, and thanks for having us.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll take your calls on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Find out just exactly the answer to that question when we come back. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Is on your mind. We're live in Kenmare today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Kicks off at 2:30 with a Bakken Basics Education Session at the Kenmare City Hall, and then 4 until 7 on just a gorgeous, beautiful day in what I would argue might be, especially because I'm here today, the most beautiful corner of North Dakota, Kenmare, North Dakota. Honker country. I'm sure we have some fine listeners.
It's beautiful because you're there.
Well, no, I don't mean because it's here. I'm saying I'm going to call it the most beautiful place of North Dakota because I'm here.
He will.
And I don't want anybody to take my head off.
Well, love but your self-confidence there, Scott, but...
No. It's not beautiful because I'm here. It's just, I'm saying it's the most beautiful place in North Dakota because...
Like
I'm trying to suck up to the locals, you know, let's just be honest. But it is, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful day and a beautiful place, a beautiful part of North Dakota. And for the sake of argument, I'm going to throw that out there that it's the most beautiful place in North Dakota. If you beg to differ, that's why we have a telephone line. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of things that have been on our mind today is, one, the border crisis getting worse by the day. And the attention... Iowa's governor is getting by saying you're not putting illegal immigrants, you're not taking these folks in the border and putting them in my state, period, is causing other states to say, what's going on here? North Dakota actually right now, because we know this because Roscoe Strada, a Republican legislator from Minot, requested that the legislative council inquire as to whether there'd been any placements in the state. And so they checked with the Attorney General, the National Guard, Adjutant General, and the Department of Human Services, and were told that representatives of all three agencies stated they are not aware of any illegal immigrants being placed in North Dakota right now. Illinois and Nebraska have had illegal immigrants placed there by the federal government without any of their knowledge. And that's, I think, why Iowa's governor is raising the issue. So we're asking, should our governor? You know, what do you want to see happen here? And here's some of your comments, by the way, on this topic. No, not in North Dakota, says Carol. Jill says it seems the governor of Nebraska was unaware that some had been placed in his state. You're right, Leah. We already have a housing problem. Don't need it worse. Normal said, you know, there ought to be lots of room in the White House. Try that out. Larry says, he's speaking out to some of the other folks that have commented on this to say, it's an issue that needs to be thought about and discussed. What are the solutions? All right, fair question. What are the solutions? Let's talk a little bit about the solution, should we? How about immediately rescinding the 2012 executive order that treated illegal immigrant children from countries like Honduras, Guatemala, some of the places these kids are coming from, differently than those of children from Mexico. If a illegal immigrant child presents themselves to a border agent on the border and they're from Mexico, they're immediately turned back. If they're from Guatemala, Honduras, these other Central American countries, they actually turn themselves in, say, I'm here, because they know there's a process in which they're going to be put into that process and going to be here for some time. And that's exactly what's happening now to the tune of 90,000 of them. And you have Border Patrol agents saying, guess what? We've got medical issues. We've got, one agent talked about diseases that are coming in we haven't seen for decades. Outbreak of pneumonia, swine flu. And we also have reports that there's a tenfold increase in the approvals by the Obama administration of asylum. We've got talk of the UN seeking to intervene in the crisis. If they did that and granted refugee status, the United States is then forced to grant asylum. So back to the solutions for a moment here. How about this solution for our listener that asked? How about rescinding the executive order that treats these children differently than those are from Mexico? Because if we had the ability to say, no, you're going back, guess what? They wouldn't be coming. And all you need to do is look at 10 years worth of history, a trickle up until the executive order in 2012. Now, the Obama administration says they're all for changing that executive order. They've not requested it. So that's a little odd. But specifically, I guess, to North Dakota, do you think that we ought to be vocal like Iowa is about this? I'd like to know your answer to that. Also, Bo Bergdahl is back with his unit or a unit in Texas in the Army. What do you make of that, especially after what we heard from those folks? A couple of things on our mind, but we welcome finding out what's on yours. Mark in Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. Any solutions here?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you?
pretty decent. Just has a misnomer in terms that may be confusing some of this issue. If the governors of Nebraska or wherever are sending and asking information, and we have done the same on any illegal immigrants placed in our state, we may not be getting an honest answer simply because I believe the Obama administration no longer uses the term illegal. So that would give them a loophole to skirt around that particular item.
Well, fair point. Yeah, Rob Port wrote that too. He said, given the experience other states have had, the less than transparent way the Obama administration is handling the matter, would state officials even know? And to your point, you better be careful how you ask, right?
That would be my point, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Fair point, Mark. Thanks for the call. Rick says, I misstated something about the 2012 situation. Go ahead, Rick, tell me.
Yeah, if you check your facts, Scott, that bill that you were talking about was signed in 2012 about not the Mexicans, the aliens, but the Guatemala, you know, it was not for Mexico, not to be sent back. That was signed in 2008 by George Bush, if you look. Check the facts up.
Well, I know there was a law change in 2008. My understanding is that whatever happened in 2012 related to this.
No,
the executive order, because what we did was dig into, okay, well, because I've heard other people say the same thing. This happened at the 11th hour of the Bush administration. And by the way, if that's true, change that too, right? And,
I agree.
Why are we talking about it in 2014? If it's been a problem.
You're right. Exactly. I agree. It should be changed. But I just want to make sure that your listeners know when it was passed. And it was passed in 2008.
Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things. There was a law change in 2008, and there was an executive order in 2012. And if you look at the numbers of illegal immigrant children that have come from these countries, again, not Mexico, but the other countries, it was a trickle for the last 10 years, and the uptick started after the executive order in 2012.
Right. Okay.
That's when this uptick happened. So, in other words, I'm going to take you at your word that whatever happened in 2008 is part of the problem. It didn't become a problem until after the executive order, which obviously whatever the problem has made it worse. So there is a law in 08, and there is an executive order. So I think we're both right, Rick.
That should change. I agree with you.
Just fix it. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's a popular sport to blame the president. I think if, number one, you fixed it quick. Number two, you had some high-profile returns where you said, okay, now these kids from Guatemala, Honduras, treated the same way kids are from Mexico, and we're going to go back there. To the extent that you're not going to just drop them off of the tarmac and go, you're going to do some humanitarian aid. Do it in their countries. And do it with the force of the United States. Appreciate the call, Rick. Others welcome. 800-228-0550 on this or any topic. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals. It goes on and on. If that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment. Good for 2 services per booked room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What should North Dakota do in response to either a stealth-like effort to bring illegal immigrants here? And to be clear, we don't know that that's happened. In fact, one legislator asked the question. They said, no, they had not been here yet. But we have two situations in the Midwest, Illinois and Nebraska, where illegal immigrants were transferred without the knowledge of the states. And now Iowa's governor saying, don't send them here. So what should North Dakota do is my question for you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And by the way, when you call either of those numbers, 800-228-0550, or if you like the local number better, 701-258-0550, you have two options. You'll get an auto answer, and you can press 1 and leave a message. A lot of people like to do that, just get their comment off their chest, have it. Others want to have a dialogue. And either way, we love your comments. If you call during the program, you press 1, leave a message, press 2, chat with us on the air. That's how that works, all right, to give you the 101. All right, here's some of your comments that have come in on our Facebook page and by email. Kathy says, I don't think North Dakota or any other state should take on any illegal immigrants. I'm afraid Lutheran Social Services may be in the process of bringing them here, though. All right. If anybody knows of such, let us know. Scott says, the only obligation the state of North Dakota has is to the citizens of this state. Break out the Constitution of the state. We read that one earlier. And good point. Daryl, on a different topic, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. By the way, APB for members of the military today. Love to hear from you on what you think about Bo Bergdahl back at, you know, duty there somewhere in Texas for the Army, just business as usual. Daryl says, don't worry about him being returned to duty. He'll be taken care of. Soldiers won't help anyone we can't count on. He won't last long. I agree. We should not take and do not want to take these kids, by the way. My tax dollars will not be spent this way. Weighing in on both issues. All right. By the way, we call it What's on Your Mind, because we're interested in what's on your mind, but these are two topics that have caught our attention today. One, whether or not North Dakota needs to do what Iowa did and be proactive on making sure illegal immigrants are not placed here. They sprinkle them around. And the Bergdahl case, but anything goes on your mind today, okay? So if you want to call on a different topic, that's certainly welcome as well. All right, some calls coming in right now. Let's get to these here at 800-228-0550. Joe in Rapid City, listening on 550 KFIRE. Go ahead, Joe, you're up.
Yeah, I was just calling about that last caller. Everybody keeps blaming Bush about all this stuff, but it starts with NAFTA with Clinton, and it was signed in with Bush through the Democrat Congress and Senate. You know, when are they going to step up and take credit or blame or anything for this, you know, whole mess that comes up from an executive orders. You know, just let's just start look at the real problem, who's, you know, starting it all. So, I mean, get off the blame game.
And the blame game, the Bush blame game is really tired. I mean, how long is that going to last? You know, we're 6 years now into the Obama administration. First of all, and I don't think it stands up on the facts, just on this particular crisis, illegal immigrant children from Central American countries, it's exploding now. And, you know, there's a lot of people who believe it's exploding now because, you know, we're throwing out the welcome wagon sign, right? And if we know also that asylum increases have gone up tenfold during the Obama administration, you know, maybe the two are linked. What do you think, Rick?
Well, it's, you know, that you look back at NAFTA, it was set up to ease the labor problem and the shortages that we had with, you know, the freeing up the borders. But it goes back to the Clinton era, and it wasn't signed in because they knew that it was going to be a can of worms. And as soon as it gets through the, you know, the Clinton administration washes his hands of it, Bush takes the blame for everything. Come on, man. Let's just get realistic. That's all I got to say. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for getting that off your chest. Kerry in Stanton, North Dakota. Let's go to Kerry in Stanton next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Kerry.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to see North Dakota be proactive with the immigration problems that are going on. The other thing that
Do like what Iowa's governor is doing, saying not here, not now, not ever? I mean, define proactive
exactly.
for me, Kerry.
Exactly. Just some sort of legislation to where we won't be set up to be a FEMA camp for situations like that. We won't allow, you know, unvaccinated children and all these things to come into our state. We don't, you know, I mean, I know we have a surplus in our budget and we're very fortunate, but we don't need to be paying for that. There are so many things on the state, especially in Western North Dakota, that funding could help a lot better than children that are in a different country.
All right. And you were starting to say something else you wanted to comment on, too, Kerry.
Yeah, yesterday when you guys were talking about the DUI thing and the not having the right to not take a breathalyzer, the problem with that, and I know that you kind of sounded like you supported that, the problem with that is that it jumps into other things. I rodeo and we haul a lot, and I have had friends that have been pulled over or have their tanks dipped. The state patrol dips the service tank in the back of the vehicle. They dip the tank in the generator. The generator's on a trailer. It doesn't have anything to do with highway transport. And they would not let them. They told them that they had to ditch that generator or they would be fined. That's that fine line on innocent until proven guilty comes out. Technically, you should have the right to say, why are you dipping my generator? What's the point of that? It's to run the fridge and the AC on my horse trailer.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Well, this happened outside of Bismarck last year, and it was, they told me about it, and I'm like, you don't have to let them dip that, and they said, no, you do. So, and that's what scares me about the innocent till proven guilty is, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody takes advantage of it, but, you know, the longer a rope you give someone, the more they try to stay constantly.
Appreciate the call, Kerry. Thanks a bunch. Another subject I mentioned briefly that I wanted to just share with you. The Williston City Commission voted 2-2 to shut down the final plat of Code Estates, which is proposed to develop 73 townhouses in Williston. The mayor, the new mayor there, Howard Klug, made the tie-breaking vote. We had two commissioners that voted in favor of it and two that didn't, and then you had a tiebreaker. Dr. William and Linda Code proposed to develop townhouses on 11 acres of property located north of 42nd Street East and west of East Dakota Parkway. And evidently the Williams County Planning and Zoning Department denied the project because it was too dense. It could be fit in that area if they redesigned it, but the proposal brought forward was pretty dense still for that area. In a letter to the city, the applicant said they wanted to be at the meeting, but a previous family engagement prevented them from attending. We had never planned on leaving Williston. Both of us have ties to the community that go back over 40 years. We built our house 20 years ago with the intention of being our retirement home, but things change and Williston has changed. And so we have a development, although small and more challenging than most developments, we feel may end up being something special, not because it has big, beautiful homes, because it offers affordable, quality, attached, single-family homes. Our initial thoughts were we would look at developers who would be interested in building single-family homes. We were unable to find any developers who were interested in putting single-family homes up, so they switched to townhomes, and now the city is saying no. Here's the issue. Now, obviously, there needs to be zoning. There needs to be a plan. There needs to be, rules. There ought not be a free-for-all. But I am seeing a pattern here, especially in Williams County surrounding Williston. Maybe a little less so in the actual city proper of Williston, although this is another example, where housing projects are being turned down. I don't know how we, on one hand, say housing's the big problem, and we need affordable housing, and then we say no to projects that would do that. And why is that happening more and more and more, especially in Williams County around Williston? I ask because I want to know. If you have any take on that or the specifics of this particular project, let us know. Well, it seems a bit worrisome to me. Bill and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next at 800-228-0550. Hi, Bill.
A few sessions ago, the legislature approved tattooing in North Dakota. You know, they come in and put tattoos on bodies and stuff. The younger people, I'm noticing, especially with the summer time when they wear less garments and stuff, they are putting tattoos on spots that as they get older, those tattoos are going to fade and start sagging. Do they realize what those tattoos will look like after they get a little bit older? That's just all about all I got to say.
Yeah, so you're a concern, and I don't remember what the legislature did, but obviously the decision to have a tattoo placed, is long before whatever happened at this legislative session, more to me about a decision of an individual that I want to have a tattoo. So is your beef with the folks that are making the decision to have a tattoo or the legislature allowing the practice to be, I don't know if it has something to do with licensing or, I've not noticed more tattoo parlors, but.
I don't know. I know it was not legal for a long time in the state and now it is. But my point is that you see so many of these young people now that it's summertime walking around with less clothing, and they've got tattoos that in spots on their body that are going to, as they get older, those tattoos fade and they start sagging in certain parts of the body. I wonder if they realize that.
I how it is when you're young. I don't know. It's obviously a decision you're going to have for with you for the rest of your life. I don't get it. You know, call me fuddy-duddy, call me, approved, whatever. I don't understand it. I really don't. And I have to also agree with you that you're seeing a lot more of the tattoos. I mentioned on Friday we were at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. They have a big water park there, and we were down there for a family reunion. I just noticed I was without a tattoo in the minority, all right? Tons of them. Seems to be a lot more of them, and I don't get it. But maybe somebody can answer your question, Bill, that's gone through that. And, I take it your advice would be don't. Appreciate the call. Tom and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's immigration. Yes, North Dakota definitely has to get a handle on it to make sure that these illegals and that don't come into the state. We already have such an influx of people coming into the state that aren't even working. I don't know if most North Dakotans know it, but North Dakota is so quickly becoming a welfare state. And where I work, we get a lot of the people that they have to list when they come into the state where they're employed, and they're not employed anywhere. And that's the majority of the ones that are coming in. But then again, Lutheran Social Services has been doing it for years now. They bring in these Somalis and that and think they're doing great for these
Tom,
people.
Tom, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're up against the break, but I take your point. Be concerned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and 2 inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're live in Kenmare, North Dakota today because the Bakken Rocks Cookfest is in Kenmare today. This afternoon, actually. So love to have you if you're in the neighborhood. 2:30 this afternoon, the Bakken Basics Education Session with Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council and Kathy Nesset from Nessa Consulting and Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Ron Ness and Lynn Helms, by the way, among our guests on...
We've been looking at various...
Energy Matters joining us in just a little bit. Yeah. What was that?
I told you I was ready. Sorry. I hit a button I didn't mean to hit here. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, two of those guests, among our guests on Energy Matters later today, 3 until 5, coming to you live and direct from the City Hall where the Bakken Basics Education session will take place at 2:30. The really fun stuff in these cookfests today in Kenmare, Thursday in the Dunn Center, is free barbecue and live entertainment. It's just the weather's absolutely perfect for it, so come on up, and you have a lot of folks competing.
They have like 10 teams, and there's two and three, you know, companies per team. And they really, you know, they all year long, they prepare the best recipes, the best possible barbecue, and it's all free for folks to come on out and take it in. Governor Dalrymple and Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger are going to dole out the Cookfest Awards for the People's Choice and Judge's Choice at 7 tonight when it all ends. Kenmare Danish Mills Square, downtown Kenmare. Take the shuttle from the high school. Hope to see you there. And, by the way, look me up. Because if you come up and say, hey, Scott, I'm a What's On Your Mind listener, I have tickets in my possession for you. We'll hand them out in pairs. Lady Antebellum, Friday night at the State Fair. John Mellencamp, Saturday night at the fair. Charlie Daniels Band, Sunday. All right. Before we get back to the phones, we're going to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And we asked Chris, who's a farmer from Wolford, how farmers like him are staying busy these days in the field. What's happening? What's going on and why they are scouting and spraying the crops out there? Tell us, Chris, would you?
We've been looking at various ways to keep all the plants on our farm as healthy as possible. We'd like to give them the best chance of reaching their full potential. Right now, we've been checking our spring wheat to make sure that the plants are healthy and free of disease and insect pressure. These plants are starting to head out, and this is a crucial time to keep diseases like scab from infecting wheat kernels and make those kernels shrivel up. We are also looking for insects such as wheat midge and cereal grain aphid. Insects such as these can cause serious damage to the plants during their reproductive stage, causing the kernels to become shriveled and sometimes actually making the kernel abort and leaving the wheat head empty. These are just a few of the things that are on our minds during the summer months. As farmers, we want to keep the plants on our farm healthy. This is the best way to ensure that we continue to feed the growing world and make sure that no one goes unfed.
Now you've got empty wheat heads on my mind. Way to go, Chris. You got me schooled up. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And while you're there, check out all the membership benefit links, too, including the new ones on cell service. Great deal. Great deal. Speaking of great deals, also brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you stop in Mandan, Tyler and Greg and Tim and Sean are going to take good care of you. And by the way, they have the new ET Ag Center as well. If you stop in at their Fargo location, Chris and his team there, Stacy, Jay, Rick, Brett, Braden, Dan, Marcus back in service, Eugene, Chad, Ken, they'll take care of you there as well. And the new ET Ag Center, basically, if you need a part for a sprayer, they've got it. Obviously, they're your Apache sprayer dealer. Apache's the best of the best. A lot of folks have seen that with a wet growing season so far. But they have new, they have used, they have other brands, and the ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts, not only for Apache sprayers, but others as well. If they don't have it, they'll have a direct ship to you in days. Call them in Mandan, 701-663-2375. Sometimes that's not even plural as in days. It's like the next day, you know, but quick is the point. That's what the ET Ag Center is all about. In Fargo, 297-6464, online at highplainsapache.com. Brian, Jamestown, what's on your mind? You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Just a tidbit, I tried calling in yesterday on the DUI laws. Kind of an interesting fact in North Dakota Century Code. There's two reasons that law enforcement can legally go into your property and search it without a search warrant. One of them is the reasonable suspicion of consumption of alcohol while you are driving. So if a cop suspects that you are drunk or have been drinking, they can search your vehicle without even obtaining a search warrant from a judge. And the other reason they could come into your house or something like that would be the suspicion of domestic violence. So those are two issues, and it's like, well, where do we draw the line of reasonable suspicion? If a guy crosses the center line, does that give them the right to search your vehicle and basically harass you on what they would call a suspicion? So the whole thing with DUI laws and everything like that, it's like there's a lot more to worry about than just making the laws more stringent. I think they have a lot of pull, and a lot is left up to the interpretation of one officer. So,
all right, appreciate that very much. Thanks a bunch. I'm going to get one other quick call here. I'm running out of time, unfortunately. Rusty Fargo, 30 seconds to tell me your thoughts on Bo Bergdahl being reunited with his fellow soldiers.
Comment on that. With Bergdahl being reinstated to the point where he's at, there's one thing that really is a major concern to me. As I said, he's got to be issued a security clearance, and that's a time-consuming thing, and everything took place so quick. that security clearance requires him to do looking at documents, plus it's also requiring him that he's allowed to carry weapons again also. Yeah. So I'm wondering...
So in other words, if he's back, that must mean he has the security clearance. How did that happen so quick? Good question. That's why we ask. Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate the call. More on that tomorrow on other issues. See you in Kenmare today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas. Right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.